All right, let's do this because I'm sure you got things to do. Why did I always forget this? I don't understand why I forget this intro. Okay, got it. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. It's your girl Lethal Saint coming back at you with a first timer. We're popping his cherry. My boy Reggie, we've been following each other for years on Twitter, and we finally got him on the show. If you're here live, you can see his face. You can't see mine because, well, I can't get my fucking hair done because of the fucking virus. So here we are. Reggie, first of all, how are you doing during this time?
Hello, stay there.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay, how are you during this coronavirus time?
Oh, I'm working in it, so just working in the at safe distance. So yeah.
Facts.
I'm usually here watching TV, playing PlayStation all right. The time mostly. But other than that, I'm just out here working and trying to stay pretty much quarantined.
Right. Well, you keep being careful, and everybody out there needs to do the same thing. Like, seriously, this ain't nothing to play with. Go out when you have to, not just because you want to. Stay away from people. Keep that social distancing. Stop doing these fucking house parties and shit because you're being stupid. And I want to be out of here by my birthday, which is in June. So I don't have time for y'all shenanigans. So that being said, we're going to talk about this off season. So Reggie is, I'm pretty sure, a huge Georgia football fan, right?
Yeah, you can say that, you know.
Well, you like Georgia football.
Yeah, I do.
And we got Todd Gurley.
Oh, okay. You know, as y'all seen me tweet on Twitter, you know, I was having my reservation, you know, mainly because of the leg injury. It is basically so. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I wanted him for the same time when we got Beasley, but you know, I didn't get him. And you know, now it's like if y'all see me tweet, I kind of a bit late, but at the same time, the Georgia fan of me, I'm very happy about it. But at the same time, you know, I just, like I said, all I want to do is win. If Gurley is the piece to help us win, you know, I'm a happy man. So, you know, I just can't wait to see what's going to happen in the season so we can see what happens, because I really am rooting for the guy to do something.
Yeah, I was shocked as hell. I did not think it was going to happen at all, because when do we ever get a big name like in the off season? So to see it happen, I was shocked. I've definitely had my reservations because of his knees. But it is what it is. It's like, we gonna see. That's pretty much my motto for this whole offseason is we gonna see, because I don't know what the fuck is going on with this entire offseason. Because we brought back some, like, we brought back Kneesman. We brought back, what the fuck is his name? I forgot this guy's name. A lot of people don't like him. Fuck, I lost his name.
Oh, Roy to my Leroy. Roy Wendell.
Yes.
Reynolds. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
because he has a lot of penalties and whatnot. Penalties,
yeah. And that's another issue. I'm like, all these pieces can, but if we can't play disciplined football, really not doing anything. But you know, it always starts with being a disciplined team. And so, you know, yeah, he's gonna have to learn not to commit so many penalties this year. So
yeah, it feels like we're just putting Scott's tape over leaking holes and seeing what happens.
Yeah, you know, and I have said that this year also, the last few years, that I do feel like sometimes this team is doing then going into the problem and actually trying to rebuild. I guess nobody likes the word rebuild.
No.
The ways try to find another term. At the same time, you can't keep doing jobs. You actually have to. That's my main. That has been one of my main issues. For the, you know, you always have to have protection for Matt Ryan. You also have to get to the quarterback too. So, yeah, we have a lot of work to do still. Don't get me wrong, the additions that we made, but they're still small pieces of the puzzle, of the big puzzle that we have. Like I said, Dan right. Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, everybody's on the clock this year.
All of them. Because that was some bullshit with that video they put us through. That, yes, I reference it every fucking episode, but they knew they were full of shit when they gave us those 20-minute videos about why he's bringing back Quinn and TD. Golly, they pissed me off. But protecting our quarter. Huh?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're spot on. You know, I'm like, at this point, you can't, no videos or anything you put out there will make me happy until the actual product is out there on the field and we actually something. Because there's no way this team should be starting 7-9 every year. You know, so we got to do better. Have to.
Yeah. We becoming the fucking Saints with this bullshit. And I just want the record. I want the record to show that Reggie said I was right about something for the first time, probably since we've known each other on Twitter. And I need to savor this moment. And I'm going to have a glass of wine tonight to cheers to that, because we barely agree on anything. Okay. So, oh my God. Like,
just outside of Georgia football. Yeah. We can agree on other stuff, but yeah, trolling the Georgia football, that kind of hurt me a little bit, though.
It's so funny. Y'all get so mad, and I'm just like, okay, this is wonderful. Like, why do y'all keep getting so mad? Because me, I don't care about college football. Like, I have no loyalty to any team. People are trying to persuade me, but I'm just like, I just like watching, you know, the bowls and now the championship. So I don't care. So I just troll the fuck out of everybody's team and make them mad.
Well, I tell you what, dude, you know, college football is, to me, college football is better than pro ball. To me, that's my opinion. But, you know, I definitely would recommend you. You know, you don't have to like, you know, you can like any team. You know, just watch a game, you know, a regular season game. You might like it. So, you know, I always recommend college football to people who say they rather watch pro ball over college football. But I personally love college football over Georgia. I mean, over pro football. So
I'm going to try.
That's why I kind of
if we ever get out of this fucking quarantine, I hope to go to games at different stadiums. Like, I want to go to the Georgia-Florida game.
Yeah, that's a real good game to go to.
Yeah, I heard that's really good. So I want to do that this year. I want to go to a Clemson game. I don't know who they play that's big, but I want to go to one of those big games. I want to go to Bama-Auburn.
Oh, yeah, that was a good, yeah. that's a good rivalry too.
And that's like it as far as college football. I'll pick one of those teams. Maybe I'll become a fan of one of those six teams. Who knows? I don't know. But let's see. A quarterback needs protection, and we drafted. What the fuck? See, I need sleep. Oh my God, I woke up so early this morning to get some shit when I heard the cab was fucking, what were they doing? No, they 24 hours shelter in place. I was like, oh shit, Fulton is probably next. Let me go to sleep to get my ass up to get extra shit that I need in this house. So,
yeah, I live in Cobb, so we are already on the shelter in place, but I just got out a few minutes ago, so everybody's out now.
They letting y'all escape. See, that's the problem. Y'all keep escaping. Stop escaping. Get your ass back.
Oh. I mean, no, it was essential stuff, though, that we were going to get. Like, I had to get all this pollen off the car. That was first thing, because my allergies are horrible right now.
Man, so. I made sure to wake up. I woke up, and I popped a Zyrtec, and then I went out. But I'm like, this pollen is crazy. I'm leaving footprints on the sidewalk in pollen.
Car was black last night, but when I walked out like an hour or two ago, the green and yellow and all that, I was like, wow.
Shit off the chain, man.
Had to go watch it. Yeah, had to go watch it.
Like, we need some fucking pollen protection. We need something. We got pollen, we got the virus, and then we still got flu season. A mess.
Yeah.
America is in a fucking mess right now. But let's see. What the fuck did we do? Okay, so we got fucking Justin McCray on the O-line from the Browns. I don't know much about him. Do you know anything about him? Is this a good signing?
It's just a depth sign. Just for depth purposes, you know. I mean, I still think that it's going to come down to Matt Gono, Carpenter or Brown to show up one of the left guard positions. So, I mean, McCray is just probably a camp body. You know, we'll see what happens. But all I know, he played for Cleveland. No, I didn't really watch too much of him on him. You know, all I know is he's probably going to be to try to battle out for one of the left, well, for the left guard position, which I personally think Matt Gono should get it, but we'll see what happens with the draft. As far as we can get down to training camp and OTAs and whatnot.
Yeah, we gonna see. That's all I keep saying. We gonna see. I need the shit to go away before training camp because I want to go. Like, I'm finally here and I want to go see them in person. So this fucking virus needs to go so I can go see them in person and get autographs and shit.
That's a bit.
It's fun.
Oh yeah, it's fun. You know, I always, and that's my chance to meet some of the people who I meet on Twitter. You know, that's where I usually be at every summer when we have the Falcons training camp. You know, I always say, you know, this is where I'll be at. And if y'all there, I'll meet y'all in person. So hopefully we get that chance, though. Just ready for this.
I know.
Clear up.
I'm excited.
Holding everything up is the virus.
This fucking virus. Full of shit. So,
big time.
We also got some Vikings wide receiver. Like, a lot of people, a lot of people think that, well, not a lot, just what I saw is that he's going to replace Hardy. What do you think?
You know what? I don't know for sure. I mean, all I can say is, once we get him some practice reps, we can check and see if he is. But I mean, he could be, but I mean, right now, seeing that he's been in the league this long and has done minimal, you know, effort, well, not effort, but minimal production, I don't know. It's hard to say. He could be just a camp body. We'll see. If he takes Hardy's spot, you know, is his replacement, that would be awesome. But right now, I'm just, like you said, we just on wait and see mode right now with him also.
You and Breeze are the same. Breeze hates Hardy. I don't understand why.
Oh, no, I'm a Hardy fan. Well, nah, I never had an issue. I remember me and Breeze, we talked about it one time. He laughed at me, though, but I was actually rooting for Justin Hardy. I still am rooting for Justin Hardy. So, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to see Treadwell right now taking that, replacing him. We'll see. You know, anything can happen. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the receivers, but whoever started that rumor about Julio going to Philly needs to go choke on something. Something, because fuck you for starting that fucking rumor. Like, Julio's not going away.
Nah.
Ever. Except for retirement.
You know.
Like, that's it.
But for right now, yeah, he's not going anywhere. But there might come a time where I think they might just release him, depending on how the cap situation. But that's still probably a couple of years away from right now. So I don't even think about that part. The same as far as Matt, you know, everybody is ready for Matt to go. But we still a couple more years out of him that we can get out of. So, you know.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. We gonna see. My motto. I'm just probably gonna put that as hashtag. Now, here's the biggest fucking topic. And speaking of, I need to do my daily tweet for this. These motherfucking uniforms.
Oh, listen. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. I am so ready, but I'm so scared at the same time. Now, this is what I heard from a source that actually works for the team. Not my cousin in the Pentagon, but an actual source. I have no pictures, but this is what they said. Okay. First of all, they're not changing. Hold on. Let me just get this off my chest because I'm tired of seeing this. They never said they were changing the fucking logo. They just said new uniforms. So can we please stop debating on what the new logo is going to look like? Because there is no new logo.
Yeah, okay. That was confirmed. Yeah, we weren't changing. They just specifically said uniforms. So.
Right. And 2 days ago, I still saw someone be like, this is what the new logo is going to look like. I'm like, y'all are so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are so fucking stupid. Reading is fundamental. They never said anything about the logo. Why are we doing this?
I did hear, and, you know, like you said, you got sources. I don't know if my sources. I did hear we're going back to red helmets. I did hear that. So that's only to be determined. I
have that so, information.
You know, that's only.
But I'm down with the red helmets.
Yeah.
I heard it's going to be a new classic based off the 1997 uniforms with bold letters. No gold. Thank God. I don't know why I wanted gold on the fucking uniforms.
Well, you know, because the red helmets, like I said, the red original red. Red helmets had that gold. It's not for the Saints. Some people might thought, oh, you know, that's because the Saints. You got to remember, no. We came in a year before the Saints. You know, that's for Georgia Tech, you know.
Yep,
that's
for
why
Georgia
when, you
Tech.
Know, Arthur Blank.
Oh, no, yeah, for Georgia Tech. I was going to say, I read up on it. Yeah. It's for Georgia Tech because they were, like, crying about not being a part, even though they're in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Arthur Blank did say this uniform will represent the community and, you know, the tradition. So I was like, well, you know, I'm a Georgia fan and I hate Georgia Tech with a passion, but the little gold on the helmet, well, did make the helmet look a little clean, and I did kind of like that because it was minimal. So, you know, I was okay with that. But, you know, we'll see. Like I said, you know, if they keep the gold, if we do go to red helmets, that's fine. You know, if we had the little gold strip on it, like the old helmets, that's perfectly fine also. Because I actually thought that made the uniform look better, in my opinion, with the little hint of gold. But we'll see. That's all I can say. But Falcons got to hurry up because I'm tired of all the speculation and you know, I'm tired of everybody on Twitter saying they seen the uniforms and I have yet to see them, and I'm getting jealous.
Hey, you know Twitter people lying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They ain't seen nothing. Ain't seen nothing. Like, my source heard from, she works for the Falcons, and then she heard from her friend that actually opened the uniforms and physically saw them. So that's what they said, but I'm hoping she's right. Did you like the 1997 uniforms?
Well, the 97 uniforms were kind of the same as the old, like the ones we were, like our throwbacks though. They gotta see, I gotta check again, but I don't remember seeing a change in 97. It could be just still like the black throwbacks that we wear.
Yeah,
just with a couple of, you know, I mean, I am a fan of the black jerseys, the old, not the Mike Vick black jerseys. No, I like the old ones, like the ones we wore last year. You know, I'm a throwback fan fanatic, so you know, I definitely love the old block letters and the block numbers. You know, those, you know, I love the white pants with them too. So, you know, I just wish we had the red helmet instead of the black helmet. But,
oh,
know,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll see though. Cause like I said, somebody did was red, but I mean, you know, it's pretty much hearsay.
Who knows?
It's not
right.
So,
even mine is hearsay. It's possible, but you know,
yeah,
we don't know.
I hope our source is all right. That's all I can say. I just hope that if they are
right. I don't mind the 97. I like the 97. I just hope it's not cheesy looking or like childish.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Falcons. You don't have to do extra, you know. Just keep it clean, simple, and retro.
You know, right, that's it.
Just update it. That's all you have to do. Just make it an updated version of it. You know, you don't have to really. It's hard to mess up red, black, and white, to be honest with you. But, you know, seeing Nike do these jerseys the last few years, man, you know, that's what makes me more anxious right there, because they've messed up some pretty good uniforms that, you know, otherwise somewhere decent. So, you know, like I said,
right, and that's my thing.
The Falcons got together and said, okay, we don't need to be extra, we got a template, just work with this template, keep it clean and simple, no extra stuff. So yeah,
that is it. And I'm thinking, I really think that off-white gray jersey they've been selling is going to be one of them.
I mean, unless it's like a Color Rush alternate or something. I don't think so, because I've seen other teams have like a gray one. You told me a couple of weeks ago. I did see it. But I think that, you know, that might just be just for like, you know, something for all the teams. I don't think that specifically, but then again, they say there's multiple combinations you can do. So
Right.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I won't be mad. Like I said, all my basics is just clean and simple. I don't care what color it is. It can be blue as long as it's simple. You know, so.
As long as they keep it simple. Yeah, I'm like, red helmets, I'd be so dope. Like, I'll buy a full-size fucking helmet if they do a red helmet. I'll buy one to have in here because that's going to be, woo, that's going to be off the chain.
If anything, that's what I'm praying for, Miss. And if they should do the, you know, people saying, oh, change the logo, you don't have to change the logo. Just don't have it slanting anymore. Just have it, you know, kind of standing in the original Falcons logo. You know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The current, you can keep it the current logo, just, you know, pretty much like how my head is, but make it the new logo, you know.
Yeah.
The current logo, I'm sorry. So, you know, I'm not really too a fan of the slanted Falcons logo, but I remember why they did that, because they thought it was supposed to be like, representation of being a fast team, and I understand that, but you know, whatever, you know, let's just do our own thing and, you know, just go back to clean and simple. That's it.
Right. That is all we need. Man, I've been praying that they are like the dopest jerseys out there, because
you know, they have potential. They have that potential to make them the best league uniforms outside of San Diego. Now, the Chargers, old powder blue, one of the cleanest, but I always said our throwbacks are first with them too, so they have the chance to take over, you know, and actually be the best uniform with these. So Nike, Atlanta Falcons, don't mess that up. Please don't mess that up.
Right, because I will like probably cry. Like, wow. That's why I want them to release them now, because we're already like in a fucked up situation. So just rip the Band-Aid off now instead of making me wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make me wait. And then this shit starts getting better. And then you just fucking kill my whole vibe by having shit uniforms. Give me the uniform now, please. Just come on. We have nothing but time. We have nothing else to do. There's no hope.
That's all. We right are all homebodies.
Right. Like, just let us know so we can cuss y'all out. And maybe you can change it before the season. Like, come on now. Give us something. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, drop it on 404 next week, since it's four, you know, April 4th next week. You know, go ahead and drop it at, you know, 404 is Atlanta area code. So
That would be dope. They said April, but they didn't say a date, right?
Yeah, that would be a nice little present to everybody, you know.
Oh yeah. Send out my daily tweet. Drop the fucking uniforms. Okay.
I would be doing the same thing, but some parties on Twitter told me to stop begging, so I'm not going to beg no more. I'm just going to wait.
You know, they keep telling me the same thing, but y'all know I don't listen to nobody, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm just falling in line now, I guess. So,
yeah. What's that? Give me my fucking uniforms, fucking bastard. All right, I think that's it. Ain't nothing else happened. Anything else happened that we missed so far?
Well, you know, other than the combine, or that's pretty much nothing. That's pretty much it.
I ain't even watched it this year. I was in the middle of moving, so I totally missed the combine.
I always watch just for the linemen anyway. I watch the running backs a little bit, but if you know me, and y'all see me on Twitter, I'm always about offense and defense alignment. So, you know, that's why I may be honest with you. Try to watch film on those guys. see who we could use on our team as far as the trenches. So
it ain't it crazy that, like, besides competent coordinators, all we've needed are the lines to help us out to get a ring, and we just haven't had either.
Well, you know, I mean, we show glimpses, but you have to be consistent, and that's something under this regime we have not been. We have been consistently inconsistent, but as far as we're still having a hard problem. And here we are in what, this is year 5, 6 with Dan Quinn. Yeah, it's time to either you get on the toilet. It's time to, you know, the old adage, you know, either you take it or get off the toilet. So yeah, it's time to get off the toilet, and we have to actually start, you know, playing physical, as you say. You know, you said in your press conferences, in your radio interviews. You know, and I have yet to hear that, or I have yet to see it translate on the field. You know, I'm not a rah-rah guy, you know, so just show me, you know, it's better to show me than tell me.
So. Right. This year, basically what Reggie said, Quinn, is this year, stop telling us all that bullshit that you've been telling us for the past 5 to 6 years. We don't want to hear it no more. Okay?
Nah.
That's what he said. I'm his translator, motherfucker. Don't make me come down there. I'm sick of this shit.
Oh, yeah. I said, you know, there's nothing to ride the fly or branch to. So, no, I'm all like, really, yeah, I'm like on edge this year as far as, you know, production. Because I want to win the product. So we,
yep, that's all we want.
I'm trying to be happy about, and you know, we got a good owner, and that's another thing. You know, my heart goes out to Arthur Blank. You know, he tries so much to put a winning product out there, and you know, we kind of let him down. The team mm-hmm. let him down. So
say we.
Well, you know, I kind of try to. I do take stuff personally as far as the Falcons. So, you know, I just try to place myself in there. You know, even though I don't go out there and play for them, but you know, my heart does go out for Arthur Blank, because you know, like I said, seeing these other owners just passing away, and you see Arthur Blank up there in age. You know, if we had won in 2016, man, I would have been happy. You know, I probably would have went back and watched college football all full term. But, you know, it's like, I just want to see the Falcons win one. Because, you know, I know mostly everybody like professional sports here. So, you know, I just want to see the city win one. You know, well, I seen the Braves, but, you know, not everybody's baseball fans like they were back then. So, you know, I just want to see a Lombardi in Atlanta, something for the fans and people to be happy about. So
that is it. Even if it's one fucking time in my whole lifetime, that is all I want.
Yeah, that's all. I don't care. Like I keep saying, if we win just one, you won't hear me talk about the Falcons no more. I'll be happy. I'll be content with one. You know, everybody was like, well, you want 2, 3? I'm good, because the first one is always going to be the best one.
Exactly. You know? Like, I just want one. Like, can we just get one? Y'all talking about 2 or 3. We can't even get one. Let's just get one and be happy. Like, that's it.
Yeah, let's just get the one first. That's it.
That is it. Oh, my goodness. You got any shout-outs?
Oh, man. I just want to shout-out everybody. DBN. Shout-out you guys for having me on. That's it, my family.
Y'all,
that's it.
Gang. You know, Breeze couldn't be with us. I don't know where Josh is. He probably trying to fucking quarantine and stuff too. I ain't heard from him today. But shout out to Josh.
Josh out there trying to get kill Saints fans and Panthers fans alike. Because, you know, today is 328. So,
oh shit.
Yeah. I mean, Super Bowl tonight. Yeah, they're showing the Super Bowl tonight too. So I had to get on this morning. Saints fan that can't spell or differentiate the two words. She spelled loser. She meant losers, but she said loose, like loosers, like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's up there. You know, you'll see it when you get on there.
That's that Louisiana education for
that's
you.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And that's the running gag forever. That's real life. You know, the game, that come and gone. But education, that's real life. So that's why real I'm trolling them on that basis right there. Because, you know, that's the only thing they know about is 28-3. It's like, man, you know, there are other numbers in the numeric system other than 3 and 28. So that's my little
right,
shot.
That is it. Hey. Gang, who I want to shout out? Yeah. Breeze just fussed at me for cussing out the Falcons on Twitter. So, he's always getting on me. Like, he knows what he signed up for before he brought me on. So, I don't know why he keeps doing this. Anyways, shout out to Josh. Shout out to Tribbles. She got to get back on here, but she'd be tired of the Falcons. So, follow Tribbles. And follow her business, The Ox DJ. I'm going to try to remember to link it below. She has a bunch of playlists and stuff. So we're all quarantined, so support. Jaleesa, I believe I said her name right, and Sports and Bullshit. Follow them. They have done great this season. I think they got over 5,000 downloads or views or whatever. One of them fucking terms. Shout out to them. They're doing the damn thing. They talk about all sports. So follow them. Committee Podcast, as always, shout out to them. I was on the last episode and we talked about Drake and how he's such a flop and like a simp and we don't like him. And we talked about albums and we talked about penises. And I think that's it. Bree's gonna yell at me for that too. Whatever. And shit, who else am I missing? I don't know. I'm missing people, but I'm putting y'all below. Shout out to y'all and thank y'all for listening. And hopefully we'll be back next week. I know everybody got nothing but time on their hands, but everybody's still trying to not do nothing at the same time. And I get it. But we gotta get these episodes out now that everybody's home and listening. So we will see y'all soon. Thank you, Reggie, so much for coming on. And we'll all get together and do an episode or two like next week or the week after. You know, once people are done sick. For sure. I appreciate you. And I'll see you on Twitter to cuss out some fucking Aints fans.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, you know, I'm trying to reform my life. So, yeah.
Me too. I've been good this year.
Work in progress. But yeah, kind 2020 been, yeah, crappy already.
Oh, tell me about it.
But I appreciate you for me on, though. I really do.
Nah, no problem, man. We're going to get you back on here again. Don't you even worry about it. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing but a thing.
So, you know, I ain't got nothing but time outside of work. So.
All right. Thank you. All right. Shit. Me too. All right. Bye.